I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. As we approach the midway point of early voting in North Carolina, in the western part of the state, voters are electing two members to the U.S. House of Representatives. But in only one of those congressional districts, the 10th, are candidates even debating. Republican Patrick McHenry has slowly risen through his party's leadership in the House since he was first elected to represent the Charlotte suburbs in 2004. He's currently the GOP's deputy whip. During the last round of redistricting earlier this decade, McHenry's 10th district was heavily redrawn. It now looks like a person lying down on their back with a foot up in the air. That foot portion includes Black Mountain and parts of Asheville, a Democratic stronghold. But it's in that Democratic stronghold where McHenry's lone debate this general election cycle took place, on Tuesday afternoon at Highland Brewing, sponsored by the Council of Independent Business Owners.
So elections and our politics and our system of government is about making sure that people are better off. So let me ask you this question. Are you better off than you were 2 years ago? I think the fundamental question for the economy... I think the fundamental answer for our economy, writ large, is that people are better off.
David Wilson Brown is the Democratic nominee. He's worked in the private sector most recently as an IT consultant, and like many Democratic candidates across the country, he's made healthcare a major part of his campaign.
We need to guarantee healthcare for American citizens. We can do this through expanded and improved Medicare for All. We must cut out the middleman industry whose sole profit motive is to keep us from our own healthcare. And we must protect pre-existing conditions.
And while healthcare was a big topic during the debate, immigration was even bigger. McHenry took aim at those seeking to abolish Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
This is a bigger movement by the progressive left that is anti-law enforcement. I think it's horrible, I think it's wrong, and I think it's much more about some political gain rather than substantive policy. That's why when we brought up a vote this year, 2 months ago in the House of Representatives, in fact, to abolish ICE, we had a bunch of Democrats vote present. It's about politics, and we should be enforcing the law and defending law enforcement.
Brown does not call for the abolishment of ICE, but does question its recent high-profile actions and raids on undocumented immigrants.
We don't need a roving band of folks with their sole focus on finding illegal immigrants. If illegal immigration was really the threat that it's been made out to be, whether through criminal statistics, which are not there, whether through the workforce, the amount of damage to our jobs, which is not there, if we really had a problem, we would go after, with bigger fines and more prosecutions, the companies that are hiring, knowingly hiring undocumented workers.
Impeachment also came up, and both McHenry and Brown said they look forward to reading the Mueller report when it's finished. That's where the agreements on the matter ended, though. McHenry says he has not seen any impeachable offenses committed by President Trump so far.
Absent something completely different from anything else we've heard about Russia, I don't see there being any reason to move forward with impeachment. Moreover, I think impeachment is really about a political tool to slow down the process of legislative success and the success the president's had in appointing judges.
Brown took issue with McHenry's further statement that an impeachment could wreck the U.S. economy. He hearkened back to the last time impeachment happened 20 years ago to President Bill Clinton.
This is what we hear a lot, the zero-sum game. First off, we had an impeachment in the mid-90s. It was our most successful and good economy that we've had. So to suggest that just because that potential impeachment proceedings go by, that that means it's going to end our economy. I agree with the congressman. We do need to wait for the Mueller report. I think that that will be important. I would not push for impeachment unless we have solid evidence coming from that report.
While Brown's support within the debate hall was evident, he'll need a lot more than that at the polls. Since the 10th was redrawn earlier this decade, no Democratic candidate has cracked 43% of the vote. I'm Matt Bush.